A matronly clerk listened to our story and settled us in a waiting room with a curious selection of magazines, a mixture of well-thumbed hunting and fishing journals, with three pristine copies of Harvard Law Review, not the swimsuit edition. After more than an hour, she asked for my driver's license and escorted us into the office of Agent James Pepper Blackstone. Blackstone was a slightly plump, pale white man with aquiline features. He seriously studied us as we came in and sat down, and then glanced at the screen inlaid on his desktop. There was nothing else on the desk, and nothing on the walls but a standard picture of the president and a calendar. "This rifle," he said with no preamble. "We knew it was in your trunk, of course, before you got out of the car. If you'd tried to take it out of the trunk, you would have been stopped." "Good to know you guys are on the ball," I said, and he didn't react. "Of course the rifle is why we're here." He looked at his screen.
"You found it in your car. Twice?"
"Once outside my door," I said. "I left it in Iowa City, in the trunk of a parked car, but someone evidently retrieved it and put it in our motel while we were out for dinner last night. They also broke into my apartment and took the mailing carton it had been in."
"Why would they do that?"
"I don't know. To scare me?" He considered that for a long moment.
"A preliminary investigation shows three sets of fingerprints."
"You took it out of my car," Kit said.
"It's a weapon associated with a crime, Ms. Majors. We're allowed to."
He didn't look at her.
"Your fingerprints, Mr. Daly, and those of the two Iowa State troopers. There are no other fingerprints at all, which is interesting. What is more interesting is that the surface of the rifle is completely sterile, outside of those points of contact. There's not one nanogram of organic substance. It's as if the weapon had been autoclaved and then put in the car's trunk by someone wearing sterile gloves."
"Not just wiped clean," I said.
"No. That might obliterate the fingerprints, but there would still be traces of organic material, or perhaps of a solvent used to remove it. This was a very careful job."
"Well, I'm glad it's not just a bunch of amateurs."
"I wouldn't rule that out. Amateurs can be compulsive."
He took off his glasses and leaned back in his chair, which squeaked, and began a long soliloquy.
"Being a writer, Mr. Daly, perhaps you can appreciate this. The tropes of terrorism and the mechanical aspects of spy business are so deeply embedded in our culture that private citizens have used them to harass other private citizens, make them think they're being followed by someone, us or the FBI, the CIA, the KGB, or some mysterious organization whose three initials are known only to a few. Ask yourself this. If you had the desire to do to someone else exactly what is being done to you, would it be impossible? Would it even be difficult? If you did have the desire and the money to spare?"
I thought for a second.
"The rifle is common enough, though I'm not sure how I could buy one without leaving a paper trail. Hire somebody to do it, a mule, I guess.
The phone calls could be made with throwaway cells, but these people know exactly what I'm doing all the time, as if they were in the same room. How could I do that?"
There was a single knock at the door, and a bland young man in a coat and tie strode in, put a manila folder on the desk, and left.
Blackstone spent a few seconds looking at each of three sheets of paper.
"On June 11th of last year, someone who looks like you and had your driver's license bought that rifle at a sporting goods store in Des Moines."
He slid over one sheet, a grainy photograph apparently from a store's security camera. A person who looked something like me was buying an M2010 AW9. "That's not me," I said. I mean, I know it's not me because I wasn't there. I've never been in that store. But it doesn't really look like me anyhow. He took the picture back and examined it, shook his head and got a jeweler's loop from a drawer and looked again.
Maybe, maybe not.
Can you explain the driver's license?
Well, no. Not if they had the neutron counting thing.
I'd been sent a new license a couple of years ago with the ID dot. Traces of two radioactive elements. The proportions different for each person's license. Impossible to forge. Some small stores didn't have the neutron counters, but probably all gun retailers did. He handed me my license.
This checks out. It is the one that was used to buy the gun.
He looked at Kit.
Ms. Majors, you are a mathematician. You know Occam's razor.
I knew that one. The simplest explanation is probably the right one, but she knew the whole thing. Entities must not be multiplied beyond necessity.
Exactly. So, for your story to be true, Mr. Daly, these are the entities. A miscreant had to steal your driver's license before June 11th, use it to buy a weapon, and return it undetected to your wallet before today. That is not impossible, but a simpler explanation is that the picture is you, and you had some arcane reason for setting this up.
I looked at Kit. That's what I said you people would say, that it was just a publicity stunt.
Can you prove you were somewhere else on June 11th?
June 10th is my birthday, Kit said. He took me out to dinner in Iowa City. Did you use a credit card?
Probably. That's less than compelling. You could still be in Des Moines the next day.
He slid the picture an inch toward me.
I think the burden of proof is on you.
We slept together, she said, her voice strained. I was with him the next day, and he didn't buy any gun.
Were you with him all day? Do you remember?
No, I wasn't. That was a Wednesday, and I taught at 10 o'clock. He tapped the picture.
And you? Do you know where you were on that Wednesday?
He leaned forward and read the date stamp.
At 12:30 in the afternoon?
Hell, I probably slept in. I took the picture and studied it. The guy was wearing clothes that could have come out of my closet, which proved nothing. Jean jacket and blue jeans, white shirt.
I don't have boots like that, I said, not expecting him to be impressed.
Wait, though. I looked it up, and a gun like this costs $2,600 new. I don't have that kind of money to spend on anything.
You can check my bank and credit card records. We have, of course.
He slid over another sheet with a scanned copy of a receipt.
You paid cash. There's no record of your having withdrawn that amount, but...
He shrugged. Absence of proof is not proof of absence, I supplied. But if this were a publicity stunt, why didn't I try to get some publicity?
I never used that word, he said. Many of the people who come through this office have done things for reasons I don't understand. Reasons they don't understand.
So now I'm crazy?
That's a layman's term, Mr. Daly, not very useful to us.
Who is us? Are you a shrink as well as an agent? He almost smiled.
In fact, I am an analyst, but not a psychoanalyst. And all I meant was that perfectly reasonable people do things that are not reasonable. Literally, not for reason. In the absence of further evidence...
He took a business card out of a tray and handed it to me.
I'm afraid Mr. Occam has raised his razor. Do contact us if you have evidence of a law being broken.
It's a sniper weapon, for Christ's sake. You're not concerned about a sniper weapon appearing and disappearing?
It's a hunting rifle, a very popular model.
He leaned forward and put the card in my shirt pocket.
It has been returned to your trunk. Along with a bug of some kind, I trust. That's not my department, Mr. Daly, but I sincerely doubt it. We have a lot of work to do without making more.
He peered into the desk screen.
Do let us know if you have a change of address or phone number. Good day.
You think this is some kind of a gag I set up?
Your words, Mr. Daly. Do you need help finding your way out?
You can't. A big black guy in a tight dark suit was walking toward us.
No, we're out of here.
One thing, please, Kit said in a strained voice. How can you say for sure that this photo isn't a fake? Please.
He picked it up and scowled at it. Any electronic image could be manufactured from the ground up, Ms. Majors, pixel by pixel.
He tapped the date stamp in the corner with its barcode.
This part would be almost impossible, though. You would have to know the security protocols of the company that made the camera, just to start.
You could do it.
Homeland Security? No, we don't have any facilities for that, or none that I know of. I suppose another agency might, but the cost to make a counterfeit security image that we couldn't detect? Unless you're a closet millionaire or indeed some kind of super spy? No.
The black guy loomed next to him.
Thank you for your concern. You have been good citizens bringing this to our attention. We'll keep our eyes open.
His own eyes looked back down into the screen. The black guy's eyes gestured toward the elevator. The shimmering oven of the parking lot was momentarily a relief after that huge tax-funded refrigerator. The asphalt was so hot it felt spongy.
Do you think that's it? Kit said.
I hope not. I mean, the guys who are after us must know we've been here. That might up the ante.
Or they might decide to give up, she said, rather than risk the wrath of James Pepper Blackstone.
Whatever. I guess we want to drive slowly and leave a trail of breadcrumbs.
We paused in the shade of a tree, incongruously planted in the middle of the lot, and stood on its grass.
Suppose we're wrong, I said, in assuming that your car is bugged.
What do you mean?
Well, how could they have bugged it in Iowa City?
They might have followed me to the Hamburger Haven, but there's no way they could have known you'd stop there and drive off with me a few minutes later.
Mess with your car in broad daylight. So it's me they're following, my body.
Or they were at the time, she said. They've had plenty of time to work on the car since.
Yeah, they probably buy bugs by the six-pack.
I suddenly felt nauseated. What if it is my body? Like they put it in my food and it attached itself to my stomach.
Could they do that?
I don't know. They can make them really small.
I mean, it would pass on through. Really, if something attached itself to your stomach or intestines, it would make you sick, wouldn't it?
I was dangerously close to demonstrating it. The idea does.
But hold it. An idea was crystallizing. You wouldn't do that. You'd hide it in a muscle mass.
How could they do that without your knowledge?
In the hospital. Not here, but in fucking Germany.
She shook her head slightly, not following me.